Till now, we've spoken about Bdikat Chametz, the search for Chametz, to make sure that we don't have any Chametz in our possession over Pesach, and we don't transgress the prohibition against owning Chametz, and so that we're able to do the mitzvah of Tashbitu, of getting rid of any Chametz before Pesach. Another part of our preparations for Pesach is very often Mechirat Chametz, selling any Chametz that we've got left over. In actual fact, in antiquity, that wasn't necessarily done. Person just had a bit of chametz, and they got rid of it before Pesach. Rav Zevin, in his Sefer Hamadim Bahalacha, has a very interesting chapter on the development of Mechirat Chametz over the generations. And he makes the observation that really it became common in the Middle Ages and a little bit later, when there were merchants and beer producers and alcohol producers who had large quantities of chametz. It wasn't possible just to give it away before Pesach, or to consume it, or to throw it out. And a mechanism needed to be found in which one could get rid of it before Pesach, so that one wasn't transgressing the prohibition of owning it over Pesach, but one could then reacquire it after Pesach. And based on Tannaitic precedents, the notion of Mechirat Chametz was developed. Originally, not everybody did Mechirat Chametz. It was only people with large quantities of Chametz. But as time went on, it became more or less ubiquitous. And today, pretty much everybody does some sort of Mechirat Chametz. We tend to have Chametz in our households, in our homes, that it's not just one bottle of whiskey that we've got, in which case it would be easy to get rid of, but we've got a variety of things which are chametz, and we want to be able to sell them. Nowadays, this is done through the agencies of the local rabbi, usually. That's one of the reasons, is because it's quite complex to deal with all the details of a valid mechira to a Gentile. Again, if you've only got one bottle of whiskey, then it's easy. You just go up to the Gentile, you give him the bottle of whiskey, he or she gives you the money, and Bob's your uncle, it's done. But where you've got larger quantities, and the price isn't so clear, and the nochri's not taking it away with them, etc., etc., then it becomes more complex, which is one of the reasons why it's important to do it through the local rabbi. There was one case I had where I spoke to somebody in the community I knew had always sold through me previously, and they were elderly, so I chased them up a bit before Pesach to find out if they wanted to appoint me as an agent to sell their chametz. And they said, no, they've done it. They sold it to their cleaner. So to be honest, I don't think that person really understood how to do a proper mechira of the various types of chametz that they might have had in the home. In any event, even though it's usually done through the aegis of the local rabbi, there's still a few things which are worth flagging up. But the first is, the poskim say, ideally the chametz should be removed from the Jew's home. So if you've got just a limited amount of chametz, then that's very easy. You've got one bottle of whiskey, so you give it to the nochri, and the nochri takes it, and that's fine. If you've got larger quantities, then it becomes harder. In that case, we say that we're selling the chametz to the nochri, and we're also renting out to them the area where the chametz is stored. So ideally, in those situations, the chametz should all be concentrated in one or two places in the house. It shouldn't be that there's, you know, a little bit on this shelf here, and a little bit on that shelf there, and a little bit in the freezer there, and a little bit in the cupboard there, etc., etc., because we want the thing to seem as serious as possible. If b'diavad, it's not done like that, then it's still a valid sale, but that's the way it should be done ideally. The Chai Adam in Klaukuf Kaftal and Sif Gimel and the Mishnah Brura in the Bia Halacha, Simen Taf Mem Chet, they say that ideally and properly, all the chametz that's being sold should be identified to the nochri. So the shtar should say, these are the items which are being sold, marmite and whiskey and pasta and cornflakes, etc., etc. It's not good enough just to say, and loads of chametz is being sold. The Be'er Halach actually says it's only b'diavad that it will work if it's not detailed. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Grot Moshe, or a Chaim Chelek Aleph Stum Kuf Nun. He says that's only if you're selling, you know, a small amount of chametz for one or two people, a small group of people. If you're selling for 100 people, what everything is, loads and loads of chametz, then the Nochri knows that there's all sorts of chametz which is being sold, and you don't need to actually specify what it is that's being sold. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet If Bet, and a number of other poskim as well, the Mishnah Berurah also, they say that ideally the Nochri should have the key so that they can access the chametz. They can come into your house and get to the chametz. That's the way it should be ideally done, because you're selling it there to them and it's there, so they've got the right to come and get it. The Magen Avraham says, but diavad, it works even without giving them the key. Again, in some forms of Mechirat Chametz, we at least give them the key holder's information so they could contact the key holder and come and access the Chametz. Again, but diavad, if you don't, it's valid. An important halacha is that once you've sold the Chametz, there still needs to be, this isn't so much a din in the Mechirat Chametz, but in the din of the Chametz which has been sold, there needs to be a Mechitza in front of the Chametz. That appears in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Taf Mem Se'if Bet, and that's to make sure that, seeing as it's in your property, that you don't come and eat it by mistake. So if you've sold, you know, your collection of whiskey, you can't just leave it on the shelf or even just in the cupboard. You know, you should at least seal the cupboards closed and make sure that it's not easily accessible. There's some discussion in the poskim about selling the chametz which is stuck to the kelim. This notion is found in a number of the shtarim mechira. Chatam Sofer mentions it in a tshuva in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Tet, where he says that's what's usually done. And the poskim discuss that one should be careful not to sell the kelim themselves, otherwise one perhaps gets into a question of having to deal out kelim when you get the kelim back. Some poskim say you do have to, others say that actually you don't have to. Seems to me strange that one's selling the chametz that's stuck to the sides of the kelim. It's not a kazayit, it's not a significant amount. It's just crumbs, which we discussed previously, are batel in any event. One's not going to come and eat it on Pesach because these kelim are stored away. And my own personal sense is that because we want to make the Mechirat Chametz seem serious and sensible and real, then it's better not to sell the crumbs which are stuck to the side of a keli or something like that, because nobody really would ever buy such things. They've got no real value, and therefore it just becomes a joke and a formality rather than a proper mechira. So I think there's certainly good grounds just to sell proper chametz that one has. Of course, there is a discussion about whether one sells chametz gamur or not. Ad kan.